Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of Leprechaun 3.
I watched the second half of Leprechaun 3.
And this is the other half.
Watch till you can't.
Well.
Well,
welcome to Vegas, baby! What's better than an old leprechaun in Vegas? You know, gotta get lucky.
This is such a good idea for a movie.
It is. Like, what a great place. The perfect place. Like, L.A., whatever. The people of Hollywood.
Whatever.
But yeah. Vegas, there's literally a moment where our friend, the little leprechaun, goes in front of the gold nugget and says, I'd like me one of those.
Is there a point where he's, like, in front of, like, a slot machine and he pulls the slot and all the gold falls on him?
No. But he finds Elvis.
Oh, does he?
He finds Elvis.
And he goes, Lord have mercy.
He does do an Elvis impression.
The leprechaun does an Elvis impression?
Yes, he does.
I feel like at this point, Warwick Davis is absolutely taking advantage of the fact that they can't get anybody else to play this part, you know?
Well, the thing is from what I've heard is that this is Warwick Davis' favorite one.
Honestly? I think it might be mine.
Really?
I really enjoy this one a lot.
This one was a lot of fun.
This was a lot of fun. Definitely better than the second one, I'll say. Maybe the first one's probably still like top tier, but this is definitely better.
The first
one
probably like knew what it was doing, but this one is like they're getting into the hokiness. They're having fun.
Yeah,
they're having a good time.
This is the way to write a leprechaun movie. It's like where would be the funniest place for a leprechaun to show up and then just like plot his way into it? You know,
it's
like,
oh, I love Vegas. Oh wow, I'm so glad he's here.
By the way, everyone, as you all know, the leprechaun is going to appear.
You thought you were gonna get rid of me, huh?
No,
you thought?
No, of course you're gonna be in every single leprechaun.
Every
episode.
Single one, I'm going to be here as long as you keep watching. I mean, I don't know. After this next set, you may stop watching.
We'll see.
Wow, what a good rhyme there, Mr. Leprechaun. You're really working on that
one. You just said watch it twice.
Exactly. Like, what do you know? I'm a little bit rusty. I've been out, I've been out in seclusion, you know, COVID. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
It keeps us all in isolation. But I, with me gold, I wasn't too bad. But
I was going to ask, did you get COVID, Leprechaun?
Absolutely. Twice.
You do feel like somebody would wear a mask.
Oh, no.
Never.
No, no.
Yeah.
I can't smell me gold with a mask on. I want to smell me gold.
That's right. That makes sense.
Is it really that worth it to smell your gold? Oh, you know it is.
Apparently, you're all about eating the gold, too.
I love tasting it.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
You know what gives me powers? Okay, that's spoilers, all right?
I was going to say.
There's a part where there's literally an encyclopedia, like a video encyclopedia that they play.
Yes. I wrote down there was a Flash cartoon explaining how leprechauns work.
Yes, which made me think that like those old encyclopedia, what are they called? Digital encyclopedias? I felt like there was a specific
Encarta?
Name for it. Encarta. What do you call Encartas? But I think it's a brand name.
I know what you're talking about, though.
But anyway, those were basically like Flash cartoons.
Some of them were set up
to explain complex things such as the lore of leprechauns, I guess.
Not to get ahead of the plot. But like, why would the guy running a pawn shop have that, you know?
I mean, people used to just have those encyclopedia things, you know?
Yeah, I guess. But
like, if you're thinking about like lore or something, you know, and you get some like weird... You know, someone's trying to pawn something off, and maybe
and
has
you
like want a
to
weird
learn
demon on it
how
or something.
To sell it.
Exactly. You want to like give it some.
And
zaps.
If there's one thing we know about pawn shops in Vegas, they are respectable and they want to know everything about the product they're
Chum
about to
Lee
sell.
Would never fuck this up. Come on now.
I've actually never seen Pawn Stars. So
oh, really?
I don't know what that shit is.
It's
like
one of the
all.
Few, for some reason, one of the few like antenna channels we get plays Pawn Stars like all the time. So sometimes I just kick it on because it's just there.
Do you enjoy it?
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's like basically like Antiques Roadshow for bros in some ways.
Antiques Broadshow.
Antiques Broadshow. Yeah. Well, like Antiques Roadshow, you're like, I'm going to kind of like fall asleep during this. But
they're
this
boring
is,
old
yeah,
people
this
who found shit in their basement.
And this is just some dudes who are like, whoa, this is cool ass motorcycle, bro. It's sick. Oh, man.
Who owned it?
Well, check out this.
This was
World War II.
Hitler's motorcycle.
Oh, cool. I guess. Oh, you think I could sell these swastikas on here?
Absolutely, bro. That's
going to
cost you. That's going to get you way more money.
I don't like me censorship. Okay, shut up. We didn't ask you.
Okay, Mr. Leprechaun.
Yeah, I could say anything in this. In fact, in this, I say some racially and maybe insensitive things you can't say nowadays.
I will say a swastika kind of does look like a four-leaf clover if you look at it.
Well, it used to mean good luck in Germany before. Okay, come on. We don't need a history lesson.
We don't
like
need
that.
A history lesson
things
on
have
what
changed.
That
your four-leaf
is.
Clover,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you hate four-leaf clovers. I hate four-leaf clovers.
Well,
you know
sometimes
this?
They'll kill you. Sometimes they're not anything to you at
sometimes
all.
Sometimes they're just a vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, it depends. I mean, a picture of a four-leaf clover, right,
so
will not upset me.
Are you the same leprechaun in every single movie?
No!
Right? It's
I
all
thought,
different leprechauns.
No, no. no, no, no. Right. All different leprechauns. But me, myself, I'm a combination of all of them. For the sake of the podcast.
Of course, of course, of course.
Otherwise, we wouldn't even be doing this.
No, like, of course not.
What is the point?
But that is what I'm starting to learn, is like, these are all different leprechauns. They all have different rules, different ways of killing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all vaguely like, which is kind of fun. I like that concept.
I kind of like it too. Where it's better than like when we watched all the Hellraiser movies and we try to keep like the rules of like what the Cenobites meant.
And it always changed. Yeah. It was like, well, it's always fucking the same guy. You know?
Exactly.
And it's obvious because there's literally a
There's only one
bloodline.
Yeah, exactly.
Bloodline. So it's weird when they kind of like, unless it's a reboot, then it's like, go for it. But right. like when they're trying to keep it all as like one world, it's like, come on, man, stick to your lore.
Yeah.
But Leprechaun, there's a new one shows up. It's like, it's fun. It's like having like, I don't know. It kind of reminds me of, what is that? Predator. Like Predators,
kind of.
Or like, it's just one of them, right?
Yeah,
Most of the time.
Right.
And I guess the thing that kind of is boring about Predator, not boring, but like the limitation of it is it's like, the Predator's always the same, you know, always has the same thing,
guy.
But like, this is like, oh, now this leprechaun's changing. You can do kind of whatever he wants.
Kind of reminds me of like old like Looney Tunes, where like it'd just be like, oh, like this time, you know, Bugs is here. And now this time Bugs is here. Like, you know, or like at one point, like Elmer Fudd is a hunter. And now Elmer Fudd is like digging for gold. You know,
yeah,
there's not
yeah,
really
yeah.
like a through logic. It's just like he's wherever he needs to be for the yep. plot to work.
And you know how he's basically going to act.
Yeah,
you know?
exactly.
Yeah, that's how it feels.
I love it. I love this idea of just like, yeah, like this really feels like, where's the best place for a leprechaun to like cause some havoc?
Las Vegas, Nevada, baby. Every, you know, you could just run around and people are like, yeah, that's something I'd see in Vegas, you know?
Nobody would. If I was in Vegas and I saw like a little person running around in a leprechaun suit, I'd be like, obviously.
Well, with horrifying teeth and like, you know, like.
Oh, okay. I will say the horrifying teeth is becoming way more cheap now. It's literally yes. just Warwick Davis's teeth and they've like painted it black to
yeah.
look pointy.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to wear the fake teeth anymore. And honestly, I don't blame him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, at this point, all of these were released on VHS, so like yeah, nobody yeah. thought the quality
it's
was going
to
be worthy.
Direct to video, so yeah, exactly. They're like, "This is who cares? This is going to be seen on like a shitty TV somewhere."
Yeah, this is mostly going to be seen for like teenage boys to jerk off and whatever, you know. Like at this point,
who's jerking off to? Who's jerking off to me?
Nobody's jerking off to you, Mr. Leprechaun. Oh. But I will say the one thing you're really
I'm
good
really
at,
good at a money shot. Okay, that's too
all
much.
Right. Enough of you, Mr. Leprechaun. No, like. Because the one thing the leprechaun does almost in every single movie at this point is like create an image of a hot woman to distract a guy in order to kill
yes,
him.
Does that every time.
Does he do that in your half of the movie? He does in my half of the movie.
No.
He's okay.
Doing my half of the
okay.
movie,
but he just keeps doing this like it's almost like Bugs dressing up like a lady.
Yes.
But instead of that, it's like he like transmogrifies a hot woman in
yes.
front of a desperate horny dude in order to murder him.
It works every time, you know?
And honestly, it does work every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably would do that way in real life too, honestly.
Maybe.
I don't know.
So tell me a bit about how the movie begins.
So the movie starts
How does the leprechaun arrive in Vegas?
So the leprechaun arrives in Vegas because a homeless dude goes to I apologize. Some dude
who
looks down on his luck,
yeah,
goes to a pawn shop and he's like, "I need money to buy gas. You want to buy this weird fucking statue of this leprechaun?" And the pawn shop owner's like, "Okay." By the way, this guy's like an eye patch, and he has like he's Irish, of course.
Of course, he's Irish.
He has an eye patch, and he
Doesn't
has no
seem
arm.
Too lucky.
Kind of reminded me though of Hellraiser. I remember like a homeless person would always
give
the box.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
he's always
the
person that brings the box. Yeah, that's right.
But anyway, so it's obviously a leprechaun. We fucking know it. We all know.
We all know.
Yeah. He's like, "I'll give you $20 for that," and he's like, "All right, whatever." So he takes $20 and leaves. He says, "Don't touch that necklace, though." And so the pawn shop owner's like, "Okay,
why?"
Well, I mean, I don't know. What do you think would happen if you touched the necklace? Take a wild guess.
The leprechaun will awaken. I know.
Did you write this movie? Did you write this movie?
I'm just guessing.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, he's got Grout goes and touches the necklace and he's like, "Oh, nothing happens." And he takes it off and starts inspecting it, see if it's worth anything. Of
like
course,
the Irish guy. Wait. Is the homeless guy Irish or is
the homeless guy is Irish?
Oh, okay.
The pawn shop guy is an Indian dude.
Oh, okay.
Which will play into a joke later.
I can't wait.
It's really funny.
I'm sure it's gonna be great.
So then he looks at it, checks it, and then he looks back where the leprechaun statue is, and the statue's gone, but he doesn't care. There's a big pot of gold there instead.
That's way better than a statue.
So he's like, "Oh, cool, awesome." So the pawn shop guy like takes the gold, and the leprechaun jumps on him and bites his ear and says, "Oh, I like Indian food. It's so spicy.
Oh, no. And so it begins.
Honestly, though, that's probably the worst thing in this movie. That's not that bad. Which wasn't that bad.
I thought he was going to do like an Apu accent or something. Yeah, okay. That's good.
Like literally eating a purse and be like, wow, tasty. Anyway, and the guy's like, what the hell are you? And he's like, I'm a leprechaun, me lad, and ye be stealing me gold. I'm like, oh, we're back at it. The first, like, 2 minutes of this movie. Yep,
here we go.
Anyway, he pulls the blonde guy's shoe off and is like, nice shoes. And he bites his big toe off.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. I feel like these leprechauns are more violent, you know? The first was just a little scamp.
Right.
This one is more of like evil. Like,
he's trying to kill.
He's out for blood. He likes hurting.
Yeah.
And he then just says, I think I'll whack you till you're dead. But this guy, he has the metal still. And he points the metal at him. He's like, leave. And he takes the leprechaun, like, is scared of the metal, runs off with the gold.
Right.
And that's that. And then. Like, okay, leprechaun, like, scared off somewhere. Who knows where he went? But
Vegas. He's probably at a strip club or something.
Exactly. He's trying to get lucky.
Yeah, exactly.
So then this guy is driving a car. Scott. Scott is...
I called him Twink.
Yeah, that's fair.
I didn't know his name for the longest time.
He's the most bewildered looking dude I've ever seen. He always looks lost everywhere he's going.
Yeah.
And I guess he's trying to show that he's like not from Vegas.
He's wide eyed,
right? So he's looking around me like, wow, Vegas is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And some lady named Tammy is there. And she is.
Who is she?
Putting her. You'll learn a bit. She'll explain herself to Scott. Mm. But she's doing the old thumbs up because her car's got trouble.
Mm.
And he's so distracted by all of the lights and sounds of Vegas that he almost runs into her. But
oh my god,
she's like, hey, you fucking almost missed me, or you almost hit me too at the same time. Can you look in my car and like see if there's anything wrong? And he looks and he's like, oh, your edge has been stolen. I'm like, what is that?
How did it get stolen?
It was a joke.
Oh,
but I didn't really get it because I was like, I'm an audience, I didn't understand if there was. Maybe it did get stolen.
Yeah, who knows? In this kind of movie,
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe he was telling the truth, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
but then she's like, No, I mean, obviously not. He's like, well, have you ever like blown a rod before? And she's like, no, what? Anyway, can you take me to work? And I'm just like, the humor in this movie, like, I feel like most of the time it works, but then every so often they stop to like make a like innuendo or something.
Yeah.
And it just kind of feels awkward.
This joke doesn't work because I'm pretty sure Scott's supposed to be like an innocent, right? Like he wouldn't say you ever blow a rod before.
Yeah. I'm like, trying to make if I'm I like accidentally gave it to her line, but no, I'm pretty sure he said that.
Like he would ask her like, have you ever blown a rod before?
Yeah.
And then she would go like that doesn't make like he wouldn't make that joke.
Well, he might have not been a joke.
Oh, you think he was genuinely asking if she'd blown a rod?
Yeah.
Because the joke here is that I think she's supposed to be like, she's like a showgirl, right?
She is actually, so they start driving. She's going to work. She works at the, is it Lucky? It's not Lucky Strike. Do you know what the name of the casino is?
Oh, no, I didn't write it down.
Oh, God, it had a rhythm.
Is it like a four-leaf clover? It's something based off of
oh, my God,
like...
I can't believe we forgot to write down the fucking name of it. Yeah, it's obviously an Irish
casino. I'll look it up.
Anyway.
It's a casino that does not exist.
No, it's
on
a fake
casino. Yeah,
fake
exactly.
Most of this was bare. There was shot this one day in Vegas. The rest of it was shot in L.A.
It is funny to see old-looking, like, casinos.
It is kind of
like, you see the old MGM shit, too.
Yeah,
like,
it's kind of crazy how much, like, that city changes, you know, in a short amount of time.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
And how it all sometimes stays the same as well. Because they drove by what was it called? The circus at one point. I'm like, I didn't look anymore.
Yeah, they didn't put any more money into that. That stayed the same since the 90s.
Lucky Shamrock. Yeah.
So she works there, and she is a magician. She's a magician. But she works for this asshole named Fazio? The Great Fazio.
Yeah.
And she's just an assistant for now, but she wants to be a real magician at some
point. So she's not a magician, but she wants to be a magician.
Yeah. She claims she's a magician.
Got it.
But right now she's just
She knows magic.
She's doing the internship shit.
Yeah.
She should know magic. So anyway, but yeah, so she's just like, take me there. And he's like, oh, that's cool. That sounds like a really cool time. Well, I'm on my way to L.A. My parents gave me some money and I'm going to school for my first year of college in L.A. But I wanted to stop by Vegas because it seemed cool. And she's like, you better leave because like Vegas has a way of latching on to your person and you want to go, but you can't.
Mm.
And
what does that mean?
I mean, Scott's going to fuck up at some point. Anyway, we got our pawn shop. We cut back to our pawn shop guy, and he's going on the electronic encyclopedia you mentioned before.
Right.
He has, it's a, I wish I could get a copy of this for real, because it was literally just like a whole bunch of like cryptids on like a little encyclopedia thing.
That would be such a good birthday present for me.
I have to find you an old Windows computer to run it, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I still have that prop. You know, they actually coded it.
Did they really? Because it is on the screen.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work.
I feel like that's where most of the budget had to have gone, right?
Absolutely. Not my teeth.
Not your makeup.
Not my makeup.
Say,
no. We had quite a budget on that. Well, that's a fun little fact. Thanks for putting that out there. So, he is watching this video, and then the leprechaun's in the other room counting his gold, and he's one shilling short, of course.
He's always one shilling short.
And guess who has it? The
pawn
shop
guy,
right? And so he's like, don't worry, I'll store this in some random safe. First off, I didn't know this was the same room. Like, this was another part of the pawn
it's
shop.
It's the back area.
It's the back area.
Yeah.
I thought he, like, ran way off. Like, I thought he was, like, in a complete,
it does
like, found,
like,
a warehouse.
Storage unit
it was, like, a
or
huge
something.
Warehouse in this tiny pawn shop.
Like, in the back, you would see, like, the Ark of the Covenant or something.
Yes, it feels, like, that big. It's, like, the scale seems just off.
Right. It's almost like those are two separate sets.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this time it didn't work seamlessly.
Yeah.
So, anyway... Scott is okay. I already made that stuff. Okay, so the shop owner, here's Leprechaun because the Leprechaun started to come back, and he's like, "I'm gonna find your whole family, Leprechaun," because the encyclopedia says like he's getting cocky because the encyclopedia says if you have a shilling in your possession, you can have anything you want in the whole world. So he's like, "I got everything."
See, there we go. We already are starting to gain new information about the gold from the Leprechaun.
It's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, the leprechaun's being all sneaky and stuff.
Right.
So he's, like, trying to hide. And the leprechaun does, like, an illusion trick to the shopkeeper where he thinks he's one spot. And so the shopkeeper's going to, like, shoot him. But then he doesn't. But then he gets shot by, like, a Cupid statue instead. But the So now the leprechaun can, like, control, like, arrows shooting out of statues.
Right.
It's very weird. And then the leprechaun appears in front of him while he's injured. He's like, and the leprechaun says, if you're going to linger... I'm gonna give you the finger, and then he stabs his finger into his like into the gun.
Oh, okay.
Into the gun, and it shoots the gun, and the gun explodes. I'm like, man, you got some real nasty nails there, dude. But then the shopkeeper slams a medallion into his mouth, and he's like, and he does not like that at all.
Of course
and
not.
So the leprechaun runs away and says, "I want me shilling." And he says, I want me shilling in like the blurriest shot I've ever seen in a movie. Like it was so blurry. The camera did not even like bother focusing.
And they were just like, let's keep
going.
Like,
that's fine. They probably couldn't see on their little CRT TV.
Probably true. They didn't know until they put it in the editing bed. Yeah. They're like, well, what are we going to do now? We're not going to get Warwick Davis in a makeup.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for this
Put it back in there? No.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
So then let's see. So Scott drops her off at the casino and is like, hey, can you sneak me into the casino? I never like been in one. She's like,
sneak you in a casino?
Well, he's not 21 yet.
Oh, he's not?
No, I think he's like 20 or 19 or something. He's in early college, right?
Okay.
And he's like, please, I'm only going to be here for a bit. And she's like, oh, fine, because you gave me a ride. Sneak in, but you promise not to gamble. And he's like, all right. And so he's like, I'm going to leave you here now. And he's like, hey, so like, maybe I can like come see your show and then we can like get dinner afterwards. She's like, I don't know, maybe, sure, whatever. Whatever, dude.
I kind of like Tammy as a
Tammy
character.
Tammy is really, she's my favorite character in this.
She's great.
She's cool.
She's great.
She knows what she wants. She has a dream. She's
going
she's
for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott is a great goofball, by the way. I love how dumb Scott is.
Yeah. Because
he sucks, but in a fun way.
Yeah. Like, well, he's the wide-eyed innocent.
Yeah.
He's like the main guy in Hadestown, you know?
Yes. I was going to say the main lady in Showgirls.
Honestly? Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking Showgirls, Nomi.
Nomi?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really weird when he starts eating cat food.
Yeah, that's right. That does the hand thing
the hand
in front
thing,
of her face. Yeah.
So let's see. Man, this casino's bumping though. They've got it like a bunch of people are here. There's a priest named Father Bob. Does he ever come to play later?
No.
Man, they really made a big deal about Father Bob with these two hot ladies next to him. And he's like, blow on the dice, ladies. And then they like,
I never
roll.
See Father Bob.
What
in
the fuck?
Movie.
Okay. Well, Father Bob, I thought was going to have something come back because he's at the craps table.
No.
Anyway,
I know Loretta.
You know Loretta, speaking of which, we're introduced to the great Fazio and Loretta, and they're all kind of just talking shit to each other. Loretta's an employee there. Fazio, obviously, is the main headliner magician there.
Right.
Loretta's like, hey, why do you always like bring like hire Tammy? She's late right now. Like she's not even here.
Right.
And he's like, well, you know, She can fill out a costume. And, you know, Loretta's like, I could do that. And he's like, no,
you have a terrible body.
No,
Loretta.
You're old. You're like 20 years older than her. So you're useless is basically what he says.
Right, 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 right.
But, yeah, so Tammy arrives and I'm like, oh, you make her wear that. Okay. Yeah. I can see why she kind of doesn't want to be here anymore.
She wears that basically the whole movie too. It's very upsetting.
Yeah. That makes sense. So then he's also is like, call me the great one. Don't call me like
Fazio.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck?
He's got a real like Jafar vibe.
Yeah.
This dude.
He's got a bit, but like none of the Riz.
None of the charm of Jafar. Yeah.
I just dated the podcast with that reference. Anyway.
We're dating the podcast by talking about Leprechaun series.
What do you mean? This is timeless series.
Timeless entertainment.
Do you fucking think this is going to be any less timely in 10 years from now?
I am timeless. I never age.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I know you are, but you got to talk to Mike, who thinks this is going to age this.
Sorry, but I don't. I feel like in 20 years, people are not going to know what the Leprechaun movies are. I'm sorry to tell you.
I feel like they might. How dare you? Mike.
I'm on TikTok. That's where I get me gold.
I don't even want to know what his TikTok's
all
right, like.
Yeah, you get out of here. It's all feet pics.
Oh, yeah, he never takes off his shoes.
He never does. I wonder how gross his feet must look.
They look pretty nasty.
They're just pointy like my feet. My shoes, I mean. I just have one. I just
you
have
okay,
one
Leprechaun,
toe.
You been getting into Mike's whiskey?
No, never. I'm sober.
Oh, my God.
I
Mike,
don't drink anymore.
Look what he's done to your whiskey, dude.
Oh, no, he's put his dick in it.
A little bit of extra spice for you, Michael.
Get it out of there.
A little bit of Irish good luck. Fucking shit, man. I didn't know you needed to lock your liquor cabinet.
Apparently I do, but yeah, he's sticking his
we
dick
invite,
in all
I guess we don't invite him over.
We
so.
Don't. He breaks
he
in.
He breaks in.
We try to keep him out.
But there's no
but
way.
You can't keep me out. I'm a leprechaun. Hi-di-di-di-di. I'm out of here.
All right, well, he's gone.
I'll be back in the corner.
Okay, good. Go back
in the corner. Check it off furiously.
Into the whiskey?
Into the whiskey. He's fucking into the whiskey. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Well, I mean, that bottle opening is the perfect size.
It's a scotch now. Wait, not a scotch. What am I saying? It's an Irish whiskey.
It's definitely an Irish whiskey.
That's what I call an Irish car bomb.
Oh, no. Mike, you can't say it anymore.
I saw Belfast. I can say it.
What movie was inaccurate?
Oh, no. I'm in trouble.
Oh, no.
Anyway, tell me more about the... Yeah,
Mike's hoping this is definitely no one's going to hear this episode because it'll be too dated. So no one will go back. It won't be relevant anymore. And all these like the Irish people won't get it. You don't think the Irish people, if they ever like come into our podcast, gonna be like, all right, let's see what the fuckers think. Let's see, the Irish.
I think they're going to be turned off by the fact that we're talking about the Leprechaun movies in March. That in and of itself is like insulting enough.
I guess.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
Man. They don't know marketing.
They don't. They know. They only know two things, drinking and fighting.
Oh, no.
They always go together.
Oh, no. The Leprechaun's too busy coming right now. So
he's
he
coming.
Can't,
yeah,
he
can't
every bottle right now.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
So then, what the fuck was I?
I don't know.
Oh, he wants to do a fucking crazy trick where she gets in a box and he has like a flamethrower and he accidentally lights the flamethrower, like uses the flamethrower, lights on a
what an incredible trick. How does that even work, right?
It's just like, you burn the box down, she appears somewhere else.
Right.
And he's like, I don't want to do that. And so we got this boss that comes in. I can't remember his name. Mitch.
I wrote it down because he's very important in my half of the movie.
Yeah, he definitely seems like the real greedy one.
Yeah,
anyway,
he's a bad guy.
He's like, well, at first he seems like an okay guy because he's like, hey, why are you trying to hurt my future headliner? I really like her. She's good. She's going to like take over. And I'm like, why doesn't she just take over now if you don't like this guy?
Yeah.
Like,
he
what's
seems
the reason?
Like a bad dude.
He doesn't give a reason for it, so whatever.
Oh, there's a reason.
Oh, yeah, all right. I guess I think I do kind of know what the reason is, but let's
Which
see.
Is a scumball.
Yeah, so let's see. Do-do-do-do-do. The boss is like, fucking, it makes it almost sound like she needs to start doing the show because he's like, go play some cards or whatever.
Mm.
And then he goes, hey, Tammy, you always play hard they get, but yeah, I know you'll come around. She's like, haha, yeah, okay, whatever. Mm. Whatever.
Interesting.
Sure.
Yeah, there you go. We're starting to understand why Mitch is a bad guy.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
But at first I was like, oh man, he's actually like stand up for that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, it's for gross purposes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Scott's walking around the casino. And it turns out he has a check for $23,000 for college from mom and dad.
That's so much.
And so he's like, man, I really want to cash this. And so he goes up to Mitch, of course.
Of course.
And Mitch is like, oh, you fucking, oh, you're old enough to be in here, kid? He was like, I want to cash this. Can you cash checks? And he's like, looks at the check and he's like, oh, yeah, you're old enough to be in here. Come on over here. And the cashier pulls out, which I didn't know you could just cash checks at casinos. I didn't know that was a thing you could do.
I mean, I think you can if you have a really big amount of money.
Yeah, and they're like,
you know?
Oh, you can fucking spend that here.
Yeah, exactly.
So $23,000.
You can do fucking anything if you have a lot of money in a casino.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mitch is then confronted by two guys. One of them's named Artie or something.
Two guys. Okay, I wrote them down. I didn't know their names.
Mm-hmm.
So I called them Ace Ventura and Alan Rickman.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah, because one guy's wearing like a Hawaiian shirt.
He's big. He's a muscle.
And the other guy looks like Alan Rickman.
Yeah, that's fair. Alan Rickman is Art.
Yeah.
And Mitch is like, what do you want in here? And he's like, I want brown hair. He's bald. And or balding.
Balding.
And says,
he's got white hair, yeah.
It says like health insurance for all Americans. And I want the Mets to get their shit together. And I'm like, oh, this guy's
pretty
right.
Cool.
Yeah,
actually.
That seems okay.
Yeah, I like this guy.
And he's like, no, I want my money is what I want. Well, the bodyguard is dumb. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, I just want to help you get your money. And Mitch is like, don't worry, I'll get it. Don't worry, I'll get it. And then Scott goes to the roulette table that Loretta is running. Loretta went back to work. She runs the roulette table. Also, Scott, rookie move, going right to the roulette table.
Yeah.
What are you fucking doing?
Well, he is a rookie.
Those have the worst odds. You're right.
He doesn't know anything.
You're right.
Ethan's over here. He's a gamer, so he knows.
Like that.
Where's the first place to go?
The first, you gotta go. I mean, none of them have good odds, but you want to go for at least something better odds. You go to a blackjack table.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the craps table. Mm-hmm. Mostly better odds than freaking roulette. Roulette, though, you could get bigger.
Fucking Scott just saw something spinning, and he's like, ooh.
Yeah.
I want to go
basically
there.
I mean, looking at his face, that's absolutely what he thought.
Yeah.
Wasn't a thought behind the mind besides, ooh, spinny. So then the leprechaun is back at the fucking place, the pawn shop, stealing Irish whiskey and gumbling all down, just like he did to Mike's Irish whiskey. And so then he says, so the pawn shop owner's like, I'll trade you. I want half your gold and I'll give you this medallion. He's like, I don't know about that. Mm. So the leprechaun just uses telekinesis and gets a fishing rod that's hanging up to steal the medallion. And he tries to fucking kill.
With the medallion?
No, the medallion's out of the picture now. It's
oh,
up in, like,
okay,
the,
okay.
Up the rafters.
Okay, got it, I was like, he can't touch the medallion.
No, he's like, I'm going to go fucking kill this guy. Right. But, you know, fishing rod can.
Right.
So we cut back to Scott. He's lost all his money, but also the casino is literally cheating. Like, there's a button Loretta pushes at the bottom to stop the roulette wheel so that it drains the
cash. I love how, like, this is like, I mean, obviously they have to make their own casino, right? Because they can't actually shoot this in a real casino and go, like, every casino is going to, like, steal money from
them, right?
You know? But it's like, even if they did, this is like a straight to video, like, you know, sequel of the Leprechaun movies, no one would care, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
right?
Nobody in Vegas.
MGM's
like,
not going to be like, I can't believe the Leprechaun movie, like.
The city of Las Vegas is not watching this movie going, like, we can't put this out because people are going to get a bad idea of what happens in Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
Know? They give a shit.
No, they don't care.
Yeah.
So then the cut to the magic show. Fazio's doing it. Everyone's asleep or old. He fucks up a basic magic trick of Tammy teleporting between two boxes, and she's just like, or he's like, what happened? And she's like, the fucking back, the door was stuck, you dumbass. It's all your fault. He's like, dude, shut up. Anyway, Loretta keeps telling him to bet more, the kid to bet more, Scott. Right. And he's just like, I don't have any more. He's like, well, you got a nice watch. You can go to the pawn shop across the street and sell it.
Oh, there we go.
And this is where it connects. So he's like, all right, I'll do that. So he goes across the street and he finds the shop is all messed up and the dude is dead. He's dead there.
Yeah.
And
Scott doesn't notice.
Yeah. He's just like, oh my God.
He's sleeping.
Yeah. Also, the leprechaun was like looking for the shilling and he couldn't find it. But so he went hiding when Scott showed up.
Mm.
And it's funny because the leprechaun kills the, this is before, the leprechaun kills the dude, kills the shop owner.
Shop owner, yeah.
And he's like, oh, what was I thinking? Now I don't know where my shilling is. Which is funny because
bloodlust is taking
so
over.
So I feel
his
like
logic.
we're getting dumber leprechauns. Because like the past leprechauns and like knew they're like you can't kill him, we just got to torture him.
Right. These guys, as the
this
movies get worse.
Like, he's like, oops, I'm just gonna make mistakes.
Yeah.
So
we're all different, you know. There's dumb people. There's smart people.
Scott finds a dead body, and the first thing he says is, "I thought I had problems." So he calls the cops, and they're like, "All right, we'll come over there and check it out."
Mm. But then pawn shop owner.
He bumps into the encyclopedia thing, and it starts playing more Leprechaun lore. And he finds the gold shilling, which is on the computer, and he like is like, "Oh, cool!
It was on the computer the whole time."
Yeah, it was on the computer the whole time, which the Leprechaun was blank next to, and I don't know why he couldn't see it.
Can he smell?
I don't know. Also,
he could smell one of the shillings in the safe.
I don't know. The encyclopedia also says,
"Why are you trying to poke holes in my movie, son?"
That's what Mike does. You got to get used to it.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go back to fucking his whiskey then.
He's still going. I did not know he's a vertile, vertile little man.
He's been reading a lot of comic books. That guy.
So then, it's weird because it starts playing and says that like leprechauns get their power from the gold, which I don't think we've established in the past. Like that's a new one.
Yeah, I mean, the first one was like he got more powerful the more gold he had.
Well, I thought this was because he was sleeping, like he was just waking up.
Oh, maybe that was it.
But maybe that could be a combination of the two. Anyway, so Scott grabs the gold, like, any wish? I wish I was back at the casino on a winning streak. And then boom, he's back in the casino on a winning streak.
On a winning streak.
He's winning so much money.
That's a fucking idiot.
It's kind of interesting the way they do it because like they can't just obviously have him win every time. So what it does is it like predict like he puts the coins down, the chips on the table on what he wants to bet, and then he puts the coin on top, and then the coin like directs him to where to put it.
Oh.
And then that wins. It's very weird.
Interesting.
The leprechaun now is like, oh, I have to go outside to find me shilling. Mm-hmm. So he just starts running around Vegas, making all sorts of puns, making some good rhymes about everything.
Ah, lovely golden palaces, completely full of riches. I'll rip them off and rob them blind, those dirty sons of bitches.
How much is he rhyming in this movie?
More than the other ones, but not as much as I want.
Yeah. He rhymes a lot in my half of the movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think most of my movie is him rhyming.
Good.
So.
That's the way it should be. So Scott's winning too much, and Loretta's getting in trouble now. Mitch comes over, the boss, and is like, "Why you keep losing money?" He's like, "I don't know. Something's happening." And she's like, presses the button to stop, and the little like device breaks.
It doesn't work,
malfunctions. Anyway, so he wins a whole bunch, and they're like, "All right, well, I'm Mitch. I'm going to tell you to get off the table for a bit. Take a break. Right, this table's closed for a little bit." And he goes and approaches him. He's like, "Hey, why don't you stay here, bud? Stay here at the casino." He's like,
"Like a room.
Have a room. Like, all big winners get that."
Right.
So let's see. Leprechaun runs around, sees the gold nugget, having a great old time. Okay, Tammy finds Scott and is like, "Scott, what the hell's going on? Why do you have all that money?" He's like, "Look, I won all this money." He's like, "I told you not to gamble."
But he won.
It doesn't matter. Don't gamble.
Yeah.
Also, I found a dead guy at the pawn shop. She's like, "What?" And then she's just like, I feel so bad for her because she's just like, "I just found this guy, let him in the casino, and now he's finding dead bodies. He's gambling underage."
She's like, "I need to cut ties with this fucking guy."
She literally says like, "Okay, look, cash your chips and go home."
Yeah.
And he's like, "No, I want to be with you. I think I want to share this money with you." And she's like, "Okay, well, fine, whatever. If you're gonna stay at the hotel, I'll be up in a bit. I gotta do my show, and then I'll come up and see you." And he's like, "Okay." The leprechaun goes in front of a topless club, and he looks, and he's like, "Maybe next time."
Man's got his priorities.
He's just running around.
Yeah.
He finds the Lucky Shamrock in what we saw, which is the name of the casino.
Mm-hmm.
And he meets Elvis is appearing there. He does a little Elvis accent. And
Does he do like a dress up like Elvis with like the
sunglasses? No, he just points. Points like Elvis. Okay. And he says, "Hey man, see you on the flip side." And he goes, "Vegas, my kind of town." I'm like, why the fuck does he like Elvis? This man has like been a rock for who knows how long.
But he knows taste. He's got good taste.
I guess so. You know? Even if you're living under a rock, you've heard of
Vegas.
You know of
the king.
You know the king, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
So weird. Fazio does a trick, and the leprechaun sees him do that. And he's like, "This is some bullshit." And he does like a trick, and then he literally puts leprechaun poop in Fazio's hand. And he's like, "What the fuck? How did I do that?" And the person he's doing the trick for is like, "Ew, gross."
Yeah.
I just like that the leprechaun's just like fucking with people now.
Yeah. He's doing the shit from the first movie where he's like not trying to kill anybody. No, he's just causing mischief. Asshole. Like, that guy didn't even have a shilling. He's just fucking with him.
Yeah, he's just fucking with them.
Yeah.
So then Loretta's like, "Hey, so I know that this guy, Scott, has like a room. You want to steal his money with Fazio?" Fazio's like, "Yeah, let's do it. Let's steal his money. Also, there's a nice coin in there. I want you to steal it for me, too." He's like, "All right, I'll do that." So the leprechaun is now just gambling. He's playing craps and using psychic powers to win. And the bodyguard's like, you can't be standing on the table like that, sir, because he's sitting on the craps table.
Right, because he's tiny.
And he's like, oh, yeah? And then he says, have a coin. He puts a coin in his mouth, and he pulls his ear, and a bunch of coins come out of the bodyguard's mouth.
Oh, my God.
And he's just like, and the bodyguard's like, what the fuck? And he runs away.
That man found God that day.
Pretty much. So Scott's there having a good time in his hotel room. He's taking a shower. And then Fazio breaks in and steals his gold coin. Couldn't find any money. And it's great because Scott confronts him, like, hey, man, what are you doing? And Fazio's like, basically does pocket sand, but he throws a little smoke bomb on the ground and runs off. I'm like, wow, that's very impressive. But that's also he got caught, right, so he knows exactly who did it.
Right. And he's the magician at the casino.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Well, Leprechaun, he left the door open, so Leprechaun appears to Scott. And he starts attacking Scott and asks, where's me shilling? He's like, fucking that guy took it. He's like, But he bites him on the arm.
Yes.
And then Scott stabs him in the face or something, and blood drops into Scott's open wound. And it fizzles there.
Yeah.
Like, you put some vinegar and baking soda together.
Right. And, what could that mean?
I don't know. I don't know. I do know.
Oh, you do know?
You know what happened. I have a very educated guess as to what happens. So then the leprechaun gets thrown off the window.
Yeah.
Leprechaun still has a knife in his head. He pulls it out. He's like, next time I'm taking the elevator.
This leprechaun is ridiculous.
It's just weird shit.
I should have taken the left turn at Albuquerque.
Yeah, it's all right, buddy.
Yeah.
So Scott's looking in the mirror, and he sees himself flashing to become a leprechaun. He, has little leprechaun ears. I'm like, oh, my God. And so I didn't mention this earlier, but in the encyclopedia article, it was just playing in the background while the pawn shop guy was doing something.
Right.
And one of them said, leprechauns are very territorial, and they will fight each other if they are encroaching on each other's space. And I'm like, okay, why don't you know that?
Is there going to be another leprechaun in the movie?
Now I'm starting to know. Maybe there might be another leprechaun in the movie. Also, this is how leprechauns are made?
This should have been called Leprechaun 2, because there's two leprechauns.
Two leprechauns. No, yeah. They unfortunately blew the budget on that. So.
Yeah, maybe there's a third leprechaun. Yeah, exactly.
Who knows? So Loretta gets the coin. He's like, oh, awesome, thank you. Where's the rest of the money? And he's like, I couldn't get it. Anyway, give me that coin. And he's like, I want it, but look, it could tell you how to win. And it doesn't work for her because obviously she's not the one who has the blessing.
Yeah, exactly. The blessing.
The blessing of the leprechaun.
Yeah, that's
not everything I give is a blessing. You know what I'm saying? I blessed that whiskey, if you know what I mean. All right.
All right, Mr. Leprechaun. Go back to the corner.
You really were dropping some good notes before, and I just want to talk about how you're jacking off. All right? This is not what the Other Half podcast is about. This is what I'm making it about.
I'm pretty sure that's what it's about.
I've listened to your episodes, me dearies.
Yeah, you guys talk a lot about jerking off.
You took the words right out of me mouth, Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go back to my corner and do the deed. Oh, you need to just find a new word to do it. Okay. So then Loretta, let's see, what does Loretta do? Okay, yeah, tries the coin. Boss comes to yell at Fazio, get back to work, and the boss tries to steal the gold coin because he's like, that must
from be Loretta.
From Loretta. And that's my half of the movie.
And so he steals the gold coin, and then they start talking. I don't know what they're fucking. I don't know who these people are. I don't know if they're the protagonists. I don't know about the coin. And he starts talking about, you're ugly, Tammy. And Tammy's like, or sorry, not Tammy, Loretta.
Uh-huh.
And Loretta's like, well, you're no spring chicken, Mitch. And he's like, I could have any girl in here. I could even have Tammy. And Loretta's like, yeah, you wish. And he's like, yeah, I do wish. And suddenly Tammy is under the power of the coin, and immediately goes over to Mitch. And starts just fawning over him and wanting to fuck him real bad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I don't know why I keep getting the parts of the movie's really unkind to the women.
A little dicey here.
Yeah.
A little dicey here.
So, yeah. And it's at that point when Loretta starts to figure out what's going on, that the coin has magical powers. It's wish on something, not necessarily gives you.
Which is funny. She's like, obviously, this is some magic.
She knows
it's
magic, but doesn't know how it works.
Yeah.
So Tammy's like, hey, Mitch, why don't we go to your place and we can fuck each other or whatever.
Shit like that, basically.
And Mitch is like, yeah, let's do it. So they get in an elevator together. And apparently Tammy really likes slapping people. She's really into slapping Mitch. So
sure.
She just keeps fucking slapping him.
Uh-huh.
And it's weird because I think the movie's going like, oh, it's funny because like Mitch wanted to just like have sex with Tammy, but now he has to like appease her by getting like hurt.
Yeah.
But knowing that, I mean, I don't know if you saw this coming, but Tammy and I don't know, what's his name? The guy, the main
Scott,
they're going to wind up together.
Uh-huh.
So this is also what Scott's going to probably have.
Oh,
to,
yeah, that's true, huh?
Yeah, deal with.
Scott
now
needs a good slap in the
honestly,
like,
he does.
Scott feels
he
like a guy. He'd be like, oh, that's cool.
Oh, I liked that.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead, hit me more.
So, yeah, she's just fucking slapping him. He's like, she's like, this is how I like my men or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we cut to, I say, Ace Ventura and Alan Rickman. Yeah, and they
let
just,
me tell you, Scott's perfect if you want to yeah, slap honestly. Him around a bit.
So, yeah, we cut back to Ace Ventura and Alan Rickman. They just are chatting about, like, boxers and, like, socks. I don't know what
I thought you meant like people who fight each other in socks.
No. Like their underwear, basically. Okay. Just keep talking about their underwear. And they're like, where is that guy? And I don't know what they're waiting for.
I think they're looking for Mitch.
They are waiting for Mitch,
yeah,
I realize
he's
later.
To, he's supposed to pay them back, and he's like, because he did say, like, come back, meet me at like 1 a.m. or something like that, and I'll
pay
you.
This was so fucking confusing. Because I was like, well, I've got Mitch, I've got Tammy, I've got Loretta, I've got these two guys.
Those two guys barely make sense in my half of the movie.
It's so weird. It's so confusing. So then,
did you recognize Leprechaun?
Obviously, I knew who the Leprechaun was.
You
but
can't forget a face like me.
I would never forget you, Leprechaun.
Oh, I know, that's right. You're never going to forget you after I do it on your Swiss game.
I hadn't seen the Leprechaun
Joel
yet.
Joel Fulligan. My God.
I hadn't seen the Leprechaun yet in my half of the movie.
Yeah.
You know? So Mitch brings Tammy to his bedroom, and she, like, this part was so funny. She, like, tosses him onto his bed. And then she, like, snaps her fingers and music starts playing
okay.
in his room. And she starts, like, dancing and, like, stripping for him.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, ah, that's what I'm talking about, honey. And while he's distracted, the lady, Loretta,
uh-huh.
goes, because she now knows what the coin does.
Uh-huh.
So she goes to retrieve the coin, breaking into Mitch's room while he's distracted by Tammy, like, stripping, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And takes the coin away from him.
Uh-huh.
And steals her coin back and runs off. And before she can completely strip, Tammy like snaps out of it
mm-hmm.
and is like, oh my God, what was I doing? And Mitch is like, come on, you tease, like, let's fucking do this.
Uh-huh.
She's like, get off of me, and like pushes him off of her.
Oh,
and
yeah.
at this point, I don't know who Tammy is. I didn't know Tammy was like the protagonist of the movie,
basically,
essentially,
yeah,
the second protagonist. Yeah. I thought she was just like a nothing character.
I
would
even say the main protagonist, to be honest.
Honestly, yeah.
Fuck Scott.
Not anymore, I'm going to say. She kind of disappears after this.
That's a bummer.
Or becomes like a backseat to Scott's protagonist.
I guess Scott trying to resist turning into a leprechaun is...
Kind of a more important thing,
I guess.
But at the same time, so she's like, I don't want to have sex with you, Mitch. And Mitch is like, you're fired. You're never working this town again. Mm. I want you to be my headliner. And now, because you're not putting out, you're teasing me. You're fired. You're never going to do anything here. You're never going to be the magician you always wanted to be.
Damn.
But here's the thing. I didn't know she wanted to be a magician. Spoilers. She never does magic in the second half of the movie at all.
Well, she
can't
anymore. Mitch said she
can't.
But
I thought she was going to use it to like fool the leprechaun
or
something. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
You know?
I was kind of hoping that they would set that up.
No.
When I heard that she was a magician, I was like, oh man, they're really going to have fun with this. Kind of bummer
never.
They don't.
They never do. And yeah, so it really sucks. And so Tammy, what happens? She just like runs off. She's like, I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore. And she runs away. And I'm like, okay, well, that's the end of her character. I thought she was just like a side character. And then we cut to, I wrote, some twink who got bit, I'm assuming, by the leprechaun. And he wakes up and he's starving. He's so hungry.
Oh, damn.
For potatoes.
Oh, no. Well, potatoes are a great snack. They have all the nutrients you need. You can live off them, you know.
You can, and you can also starve if you don't get them.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess that's the only thing he's craving. I mean, you could probably find an all-you-can-eat potato buffet.
This is a
somewhere.
Reference to the potato famine.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. But like, it's insulting.
Oh. Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were finally like, oh my gosh, this is the insulting part after all those jokes you made earlier. Have I have the troubles?
I was watching this movie with my Irish wife.
Uh-huh.
And she was
okay.
And she was like, what in the fuck is going on? Like, why is this happening now?
That's so funny.
Like, because we didn't know what was going on. And all of a sudden, he's like starving for potatoes because he got bit by a leprechaun.
So you didn't know leprechaun bite part, though.
I just assumed, but I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
You know, but then he starts eating fucking like potatoes, and then he goes to like a restaurant, just gets like sweet potatoes and french fries and baked potatoes.
He's expanding his horizons.
All forms of potatoes. That's all he's eating. And then he starts speaking in limericks.
Limericks, huh?
And he starts and eventually he starts like doing the accent and then also rhyming eventually too. He starts speaking in rhyme. We cut back to Mitch I don't know why we get back to Mitch. And he's alone in his room. He's still licking his wounds after not, you know,
smashing.
Mm-hmm. And the leprechaun shows up behind the TV and he makes a sexy girl appear on TV. And she goes, "Hey, Mitch, how's it going?" And he's like, "Who? What?
What the hell?
Yeah, like, why are you saying my name? Yeah, what kind of weird creepy programming is this?" And then she crawls out of the TV.
Like the ring.
And he doesn't question that.
What the fuck?
He's like, "This is great. I'm
so horny.
Let's fucking smash." We cut to Loretta, who tells Scott that Tammy is upset. Loretta tells Scott that Tammy went upstairs to with Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
Scott is upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we cut to Tammy, who is genuinely upset about what just happened upstairs. She tells Scott, they run into each other, basically, because mm-hmm. like, she's coming downstairs. Scott's going to go upstairs to like confront Mitch or whatever. And they run into each other in between. And Tammy says, like, "He assaulted me," and she's like, "This isn't the first time this has happened in this like city." Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like a really fucked up place for women and all that stuff. And Scott's like, "We're gonna put an end to this. I'm gonna go up there and give Mitch a piece of my mind."
Oh.
And Tammy's like, You don't have to do that, Scott. And he's like, "No, I wanna do it." Like, he needs to learn he can't treat women this way.
Okay.
And I'm like, "This is great.
Yeah.
This is pretty great."
I thought he was like, "He took me gold."
Honestly. Not yet. He's getting there. So we cut back to the leprechaun, and while Mitch is getting like dry grinded on mm-hmm. by the TV woman,
I think it's weird. I'm thinking about the potato thing again, because the leprechaun has never been established as someone who eats potatoes.
No,
like, ever.
That's
he
true.
Doesn't want any.
Yeah,
food.
He never does eat potatoes. No. I think it's just an Irish thing.
They're
right?
Sure just like, I don't know, making a funny thing that he can't stop eating. What would an Irish stereotype want to eat?
Potatoes.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. You never do see them. No. I never see the only thing I think the leprechaun eats is like gold.
He took a bite out of that guy's ear and said delicious does Indian he, food. So, I mean, I don't know.
Does he eat it or did he like spit it out?
It. He eats it.
All right. Well, there you go.
He bites and swallows.
He doesn't eat. Yeah. There you go.
I always swallow. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now he's gargling back that whiskey.
I'm just recycling. I'm being energy efficient.
Better in and out.
You people in these liberal cities love that. Whoa.
What the fuck? So you're for recycling, but you're against liberals.
I choose not to discuss anymore. God.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Getting a little questionable, just like your movies.
Well, it gets even more questionable because the leprechaun is now doing multiple things. He's got TV woman grinding up against Mitch on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the leprechaun shows up on TV in commercials as himself doing like weird accents or whatever, where he's like, he's basically like, "Give me money. I'm for the church, and you better give me money." It's like, it's fucking weird. It really feels like Warwick Davis was like, "Give me something fun to do," and then mm-hmm. was like, "All right, here you go. Let's have you do like, you know, religious like commercial television or like those TV psychics that used to exist back in the day."
Oh yeah.
So it's just that. It's like, what in the fuck? Why is he doing this? Like, why is the leprechaun doing this? It doesn't make any sense.
It's just a little crafty. Why'd he put shit in that guy's hand? I don't know.
That's
funny.
So then eventually the leprechaun reveals that the girl who crawled on the TV is not a real girl.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's a robot.
It's a what?
It's a sex robot with boobs. It's a robot with boobs.
Why is it a robot?
I
guess
don't
that
know.
Makes
no. It doesn't make sense.
It makes less sense.
It makes less. Why? No, it doesn't make any sense. And now it's just a sex robot with boobs, and it electrocutes Mitch and kills him.
Awesome.
On the bed. So then Scott and Tammy bust in. They see the leprechaun, and they're like, "Whoa!" And then they run out.
Amazing.
And then Ace Ventura and Alec Rickman show up and they're like, "Hey, Mitch, we want our money," or whatever. And the leprechaun's like, "You want money?" And then leprechaun just murders these guys.
How?
He like fucking stabs them and bites them and pulls their eyes out and shit. And he's talking in rhymes again. He's talking in rhymes now.
Oh, that's fun.
Which is nice. So then Scott, as we now know, is turning into a leprechaun. And this, I feel, is the lowest point.
Really?
It feels like the lowest point of this actor's career. Like,
oh, yes. Okay.
He's doing
I think it's
the
lowest point
he's,
of the movie.
No. I don't know. This is a pretty bad point of the movie. Because it's also like both actors. I read a little bit. So the actor that plays Scott went on to become like a director.
Uh-huh.
He's actually directed, like, movies of note. He's actually, like, a pretty well-known, successful director.
Okay.
The lady who plays Tammy stopped acting after this movie.
Yeah, she didn't do anything else.
I don't blame her.
Yeah.
But it's, like, this really feels like a moment where these two actors, because it's, like, just between these two actors now, and they're both probably like, what are we doing? Like, what we went to acting school. We wanted to break into the, like, career, you know? What are we fucking...
What are we doing?
He's doing this ridiculous accent. She's in this very revealing outfit. Like, she just had a fucking grind on this dude, Mitch, for, like, God knows how fucking long.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we fucking
doing
here?
I do think about that whenever I watch, like, any movie that's, like, C-tier, you know, like, very budget.
Yeah.
You know it's not going anywhere. It's one of those things that ends up on, like, the back of, like, the very end of Pluto TV when you're out looking at all the movies they have to watch.
Yeah.
You know, like...
I know people have to get their start somewhere, but this feels like where people get their end, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's horrific. And so, yeah, at this point, Scott's turning into a leprechaun. Tammy's like, we gotta take you to a doctor. And I'm like, what are you gonna do in the doctor's office? But either way. So then they're like, I know what we're gonna do. Let's go to that pawn shop because that has
an encyclopedia there.
Right. We're gonna learn more about and this is where I learned that the encyclopedia exists. I'm like, what in the fuck? Why is there a fucking like flash video? Like, why is it's fucking incredible. Like the demented cartoon movie telling me about the leprechaun?
Ziggy boogie doog.
Exactly. Kamikaze watermelon. So then we come back to Loretta. I don't know why we should care about Loretta, but Loretta has the coin now.
Uh-huh.
And she wishes. She's looking in the mirror and she's like, I want to be sexy. I want to be beautiful again.
She's going to turn to Tammy.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
I was like, oh, she's going to turn into like another actor.
Yeah.
No. Her wish is granted. And it's just the same actor, but she's wearing more revealing clothes.
Nice. She just had a glow up, you know?
But she looks worse.
Aww.
She has this awful haircut. She's wearing, like, terrible makeup. I think it's like she's supposed to look sexy for, like, the time that the movie came out. But I'm like, honestly, girl, you looked fine before.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't that bad looking. Now she looks like Carol Burnett. Like,
oh, man.
It's
yeah.
rough. And she's walking around. To me, it's almost like, it almost feels like a self-love. Like, it's like, she thinks she looks hot. So, like, that's all that matters. But, like,
probably.
I'm like, this is not a glow up. I think you went in the opposite direction. And she goes to the magician and she's like, look, I can be your, you know, your sidekick now. Yeah, your assistant.
Oh, why the fuck you'd want to be as a sidekick?
Why would
she doesn't
you?
Even seem like he likes
I
him.
Know. And then she shows him the coin and he's like, oh, a magic coin. And he takes it from her.
Oh, well, there you go.
And he wishes to be the greatest magician ever.
Oh,
which is what
no.
What an awful wish. Because even if you were the greatest magician ever, everyone's still going to think you're faking your magic.
Yeah, that's very
you know?
True.
Everyone's going to still think you're...
I would say I want to be like a wizard with real magic, you know, or something like that, right?
Yeah. Because
then you can just do whatever and you can have real fucking magic.
Again, this is real like Jafar vibes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then the leprechaun shows up. In Loretta's like dressing room or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, you want to be young, eh? So, he says,
now that was quite a load to have to explode. What a lovely lass. I had to blow up your ass, but now I must hit the road.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And I know that this was spoiled for you because we have a mutual friend, Honeybees,
uh-huh.
who told me
uh-huh.
that they told you uh-huh. about a scene that affected them.
Uh-huh.
And this is the scene that they were talking about.
Oh, yes.
So Loretta's standing there, and all of a sudden her boobs start growing really big.
Uh-huh.
And then her ass starts growing really big. Uh-huh. And then her lips start growing really big.
Oh, man.
And they just expand and expand.
Keep talking about this, Mike. Keep explaining. Uh-huh. What else expands?
Oh, no. You and the leprechaun are enjoying this a little too much. She explodes.
Hand me that whiskey over there. All right.
She explodes. She explodes, just as you're about to.
Cut the podcast off. Boy, oh, boy.
And she's now dead.
Uh-huh.
And so then we cut to back to the pawn shop, and they learn that the only way to kill a leprechaun, what do you think is the only way to kill a leprechaun? It's different from the previous movie. So the four-leaf clover, not the way to kill a leprechaun anymore. What was the other way in the second movie?
Raw iron,
not the way to kill a leprechaun anymore. How do you kill a leprechaun in this movie?
With this jewel, this the necklace. Could use the necklace.
Nope. That's a really good guess.
This leprechaun, you gotta feed him his own gold.
That is such a good one.
Okay.
Here's what it is.
Oh, no.
This, and it makes no sense. Here's how you kill a leprechaun.
Uh-huh.
You need to destroy his gold. How do you destroy gold? It's like an element. Like
you can melt, you could destroy it. It's just
if you melt the gold, it's still gold.
You can just keep melting it. I'm pretty sure it just disintegrates after a while.
Oh, does it?
I think.
I don't know. I think if you just melt gold, it's still just melted gold.
I mean, I feel like if you light, this is science. I feel like if you turn enough of an element into itself, it's going to turn into another element if you keep superheating it.
Maybe.
Or something. But yeah, I mean, it's very hard.
But even if you did, how? How would you heat the gold enough to disintegrate
it? Like throw it into a volcano.
Right. You need to throw it into a volcano in the middle of Vegas.
Yeah.
Where are you going to fucking, what's that one that has like the active volcano in front of the casino, you know? The one that has like the pirates.
Treasure Island.
Yeah, Treasure Island. You're going to go Treasure Island, toss in the volcano there? No.
There you go.
So, no. So, but that's how you kill the leprechaun is you destroy its gold. Hmm. So, Scott and Tammy are looking around the pawn shop trying to find his gold. And Scott can smell the gold in the safe.
Oh, of course he can.
He uses his leprechaun magic powers to open the safe, and he's starting to lose control. So he's like, this is me. This is my gold now. I own the gold now. And Tammy's like, Scott, no, we have to destroy the gold. And he's like, no, it's mine. It's mine. And then Tammy slaps Scott to wake him up. Scott's like, what happened? Where was I? And then the leprechaun shows up, and him and Tammy and Scott fight each other.
Okay.
The three of them fight each other. And there's one part where Tammy picks up a baseball and, like, fucking hurls it at the leprechaun and, like, kind of mortally wounds him.
Oh, my God.
But just throwing shit at him. And then she says, yeah, I always wanted to be a baseball player. And I'm like, wait, where is that coming? I thought you wanted to be a magician.
Maybe she was doing it as a joke.
I don't know anything at this point. I was like, maybe she did. So that almost kills the fucking leprechaun. And Tammy's like, all right, Scott, I'm finally going to take you to a hospital. So they go to the hospital, and the guy working at the doctor working in the hospital is like, we got to put him in isolation. So they like isolate him, like quarantine him basically.
Oh.
And they basically try to like exercise the leprechaunness from him. So they run like tests on him and oh my God. So they run these like tests on him, like EKGs and shit like that. Uh-huh. And all the results come back looking like fucking like four leaf clovers and shit.
Oh my God. All his organs are turning into goofy things.
Yeah. Exactly. And then they're like, what the fuck is going on? These charts don't make any sense. And then they discover that Scott has all this money. And they're like, doctor, should we keep running all these expensive tests on him?
Oh no. Yeah. Man, there's a line of healthcare jokes in here about how expensive the healthcare system is. The writer had a vendetta, just got a huge bill or something.
I think he's got a vendetta against a lot of shit. He hated healthcare workers, he hated the casinos, and he did not like Indian people. So all that's happening. What happens? A leprechaun shows up in the morgue. I don't know why he's in the morgue, but he shows up in the morgue.
A leprechaun? Do you know which one?
It's the leprechaun. The leprechaun.
Okay.
Sorry.
You said A. I was like, is there
the leprechaun
one?
Shows up.
You
in
said
the
there
morgue.
Might have been three leprechauns. I don't know.
No, there's only the two so far. Well, there's only the one and a half, I guess.
Yeah, one and
so,
a half.
So the leprechaun shows up in the morgue, and then Tammy goes to the morgue. I don't know why she goes to the morgue, but she does. And then the leprechaun's there, and the leprechaun killed the mortician.
Oh, okay.
And
sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
And then the leprechaun ties Tammy down to the table.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, he threatens to cut up her face, which is, this is shit from like the last movie that I really fucking hate, is the thing of like tying women down and threatening to like
hurt them.
Injure them for no reason. And he's going to do that. But then
yeah, he's a monster, bro.
Yes.
Because at this point, he's a funny little guy.
But then Scott shows up.
Uh-huh.
Scott, he's escaped from captivity above with the doctor.
Being extracted from the healthcare system.
Yeah, exactly.
All he's worth getting a huge bill.
He goes to the morgue and he's like, get away from her, leprechaun. And it's so funny because the leprechaun is like, give me my shilling. And he's like, I don't have your shilling. Fazio has it. And he's like, well then I'm just going to dispatch the two of you before I get rid of the leprechaun. But here's the thing is this dialogue is all being spoken in rhyme. Both Scott and leprechaun are talking to each other in rhyme.
That sounds pretty good.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And then Tammy, while they were at the pawn shop, by the way, Tammy took the amulet and now is holding the amulet up to the leprechaun. And apparently the leprechauns don't like amulets. So the leprechaun pieces out, but before...
This amulet's a special one. I don't know how.
I don't know why.
They literally never explain it.
They never explain it in my half either. So Tammy takes out the amulet, points at the leprechaun. Leprechaun's like, I'm out of here! And like runs off, but as he runs, he fucking flips him off.
Yeah. Leprechaun loves flipping him off.
Which is great. And so then the leprechaun shows up at Fazio's magic show.
Okay.
And Fazio's doing incredible magic. And now, because he became the greatest magician ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So the audience there is not full of old people who are bored anymore. Now it's like hot young people or whatever. I don't know how they caught word that Fazio was a great magician now. But basically now people are showing up.
Finally hired a great graphic designer.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. And so, but then the leprechaun shows up and he starts ruining Fazio's illusions.
How?
I don't remember. Fazio puts like a woman in a box and he's about to like chop her in half. But then I don't fucking remember. Either way, Fazio okay. winds up in the box.
Sounds pretty bad.
Fazio winds up in the box of the woman that's going to get cut in half. Okay?
That sounds kind of cool.
And then the leprechaun is standing on the box and he pulls out a fucking chainsaw. And he's going to fucking chainsaw Fazio in half in front of the entire audience.
Nice.
And the audience is fucking cheering for it. They're like, hell yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Kill this guy.
Well, I mean, I think it's a trick, right?
They probably think it's a trick. So,
you know, it's March. They're like, cool.
But then they start realizing it's not a trick because then Fazio starts screaming and bloody murder and blood starts getting everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And then the leprechaun starts using his magic powers to like cause havoc to the fleeing audience, like launching people in the air and like pushing, you know, like tables around and shit. It's crazy. It's crazy.
That's dope.
And then Scott shows up with Tammy. They show up there because they hear all the havoc that's occurring.
Mm-hmm.
And they show up and God, this part was so stupid. So everyone's left at this point. Yeah. And Scott's like on stage. Leprechaun's also on stage. Tammy's also there.
Mm-hmm.
And Leprechaun's like, oh, come on, me boy, come over to the green side. And then you hear like Star Wars music start playing.
Oh, what?
It's because it's like come to the dark side.
Sure.
And then Scott, out of nowhere for me, pulls out a flamethrower. And I'm like, where in the fuck did he get a flamethrower from? Now I know. Yeah. Now I know. And he's about to burn the leprechaun. He's like, come on, don't burn me. You know, we're both leprechauns. This ain't cool. And then he's like, no, I'm not going to burn you.
What does Scott look like at this point?
He looks sort of like if a werewolf was a redhead. I think that's the best way of describing it. Because it's like he's starting to get hairy. His face is starting to turn into like a leprechaun face.
It's always a hard time going through leprechaun puberty.
Yeah, that's what
it looks
like.
It's always a tough time. You get made up fun of a lot.
You think I'm fucking a lot of whiskey bottles right now during puberty. It was way worse.
Me gold wasn't just the hardest thing there. You know what I'm saying?
All right, get back over there.
Oh, God.
So he points the flamethrower at the pot of gold.
Oh.
And he burns the pot of gold. And that flamethrower is enough to destroy the gold.
Okay, that I definitely don't buy.
Yeah, exactly.
That I definitely don't buy.
And the leprechaun catches on fire because this gold's on fire. And this part was actually pretty funny.
Well, maybe it's not even... Maybe he doesn't need to destroy the element of gold. He needs to destroy the coins that are gold. And
it's made of the element gold. What are you talking about?
It's not magical anymore when it's not like a gold coin.
A gold piece. Yeah. Once it's melted gold,
he doesn't give a fuck. Like that shit belongs in the treasury, you know? He doesn't care about that.
Yeah, that's
He's not
true.
Running around breaking into that.
Although
he did say he wanted a golden nugget, so I don't know.
Yeah, see. And he's also stealing golden teeth and shit all the
time.
That's
true. Yeah.
Just gold in general.
That's what I would think, but whatever. This is a different leprechaun.
Different leprechaun. And this leprechaun catches on fire and then starts flying through the air. It's clearly like a little person that they like.
They lit on fire. A little person on fire,
and like they have him hanging from a wire.
Oh no!
So it's just like a little person on fire, kicking,
amen,
screaming.
You gotta stun people.
It's like I'm not laughing at the fact that they like hurt a little person. I'm laughing at the fact like what are we doing
what
here?
What is this?
Like what is this? Like you like what? Why? Why did we do this?
Hey but, man, could have been CGI.
Definitely could have
been CG.
I think this is too early for CG.
No, I know what I'm saying. Like nowadays.
Oh, now it would have been a CG leprechaun.
John
that's
leprechaun
true.
On yeah, fire, true. Flying around.
So they kill the leprechaun.
I appreciate the art.
Yeah, and then Scott turns back to normal because the leprechaun's dead.
Oh, that doesn't make sense. Unless it's like a vampire.
Well, the leprechaun obviously it's like a vampire thing.
Okay, yeah, it has to be like a vampire thing.
Yeah, it's obviously like a vampire thing.
Obviously like a vampire thing. What do you mean it's obviously like a vampire thing?
How else is it?
It could be like a werewolf thing. Werewolf don't need to have like a master or whatever to like
I guess
transform.
Not huh. I mean sometimes if you kill the original werewolf that's good enough.
I don't Why don't we go back to the Underworld movies? Let's drag those up here. Another watch till you can't.
That's a fair point. So then Tammy and Scott leave the casino together. And Tammy's still wearing that really revealing outfit. And Scott's not. And Tammy's like, hey, look what I found. 1 shilling. We still have 1 gold shilling left. And she's like, we can wish for anything that we want. And then Tammy says, but we already have everything that we want. We have each other.
Aww.
And so then she throws
super unearned, but aww.
She throws the shilling away and they walk off and the credits start rolling.
Aw, damn.
And that is the end of Leprechaun 3.
These movies had like the most, like the ending is just like, oh, he's dead.
What else are you going to do?
Bye. Yeah.
What's so upsetting is you're right. Cause like from what I hear, Tammy was a really cool, strong character at the beginning of this movie.
She seemed cool. I really liked her.
And they completely fucking like knocked her legs out from under her at the second half. Like she basically becomes like a mindless bimbo for like the first half of my half of the movie. And the second half, understandably, she's like shaken by the fact that her boss like came onto her and like assaulted her. And then the rest of the movie, she's like this screaming, like, you know, damsel in distress. Mm-hmm. It's like, what the fuck happened to this cool, you know, like powerful woman who like wanted something and wanted to get it, you know?
Yeah.
It's fucked
she
up.
Had to wait for a little half leprechaun boyfriend to help her.
I guess so.
I guess
I was wondering if Scott was going to turn short at some point or if he was going to stay the same size that he was.
Yeah. I wonder if that must be the final transformation, right?
Yeah. Like, if he gets tiny.
He gets tiny. Or maybe, maybe he's the first tall leprechaun. He could have been the first one.
The first tall leprechaun. Yeah, I mean, maybe, but that had to have existed before, right?
Yeah, just Ed Sheeran, you know?
Ed Sheeran is definitely a leprechaun. Yeah, Mr. Leprechaun, is Ed Sheeran one of you?
Oh, absolutely. Look at him.
That's why he sucks so much.
That's why he's in Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's why he's in Game of Thrones. How many leprechauns are in Game of Thrones?
Because he could sing? Have you heard that man sing?
Are there a lot of leprechauns in Game of Thrones?
No. This time.
Okay, just Ed Sheeran.
Just Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
Now, they wanted to mix it up. They wanted to show a little bit. You know, I was writing to them for a long time. Is what they D&D, I think is what they're called.
Mm-hmm,
Fuckers. Ruined my show.
They ruined your show?
I wanted a leprechaun and they get fucking Ed Sheeran.
What do you mean they ruined your show? Like you were writing
Have you seen the last season of Game of Thrones?
No. You're acting like they ruined your show like you had something to do with the first couple seasons of them.
George R.R. Martin
is a leprechaun?
Let's just say we've had some communications. Why do you think it's taken so long for him to put out that new book?
Why?
He found whiskey bottles. Let me tell you.
Very special. Is he fucking those whiskey bottles, eh?
Well, he's not fucking those whiskey bottles.
Leprechaun, you're fucking the whiskey bottles.
Let me tell you, they got a little special ingredient there. It changes.
It changes
the elements. It makes it a little kick you can't get anywhere else. But let me tell you, it means you're real inebriated. Kyrie's hard to write. But boy, oh boy, he loves tweeting about his sports.
Is that a big thing that
Have you not seen his blogs?
I don't follow him on
Twitter. I'm going to leave. This is insulting.
Okay, guys, do you guys fuck whiskey bottles? Email us. Email the podcast.com. Let us know. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, on Discord, on Threads. You can also find our previous Leprechaun episodes on any podcatching app. If you loved our Leprechaun guest, he's on every single episode so far. You can find him on any podcatching
Mike app. Looks like, oh, I can't wait for this guy to fucking leave.
He's not going to. He'll be in every episode. You can find him on any podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We'll read it in the show no matter what it says. Even if you are a leprechaun leaving a review, we'll read it. And we'll read it and we'll have the leprechaun read it for us.
I don't know. You want to do that? I don't always read anything. You're right. Anything. Unlike George R. Martin.
Yeah.
I don't read any of his shite anymore.
He's not producing any shite anymore.
Yeah, that's also true. That's true. So we got one more episode, and then we got to decide if we watch or we can't. So this episode, we're moving into the next one, which is Leprechaun 4.
In space! Good night, everybody.